Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
Yeah, just ask him.
I don't normally do day in history type stuff. Not really my thing. But on this day in 2000, Al Gore conceded and George W. Bush won the closest election in American history. Was it 537 votes? Something like that. And by the way, despite what the left would have you believe, there was never a recount anywhere by anyone, not by newspapers in Florida, not by numerous universities. Nowhere did anyone ever find that Al Gore had actually won in the ballot count anywhere. Not ever, not once, period, paragraph. Democrats would have you believe that somehow the Supreme Court stole the election from Al Gore. Not true. Not true at all. And there is no evidence whatsoever that, no evidence whatsoever that Al Gore, under any of the recounting, hanging Chad scenarios, would have won that election. So there it is for you. Now you know. California wants to have an interesting little tax for you. I want you to hear about this. If you're texting your friends about football or your wife about a list at the grocery store or just saying hi to your kids, if you're texting California, well, they're thinking about putting a tax on texting. Every time you send a text, they put a little tax on there. State regulators have been ginning up a scheme to charge a fee for text messaging on mobile phones. They say to help support programs that make phone service accessible to the poor. Really? And so when the poor have phones and they're texting, do they get taxed as well? Or is it? The wireless industry and business groups have been working feverishly to defeat the proposal, now scheduled for a vote next month by the California Public Utilities Commission. That's right. They want to tax your texting. What will they think of next? Tax you breathing? Hey, don't give them ideas. Jim Wunderman is the president of the Bay Area Council business-sponsored advocacy group. He says it's a dumb idea. This is how conversations take place in this day and age. He's right about that. Basically, they want to put a tax on our conversations, on our interaction. A tax anywhere because California's broke. Because they can't run their own state. They can't run anything properly. They squander the money. They open their borders. They're completely out of control fiscally. And they need to find new ways to tax people. New and creative ways. So texting is one way to get there. Now, it doesn't create a lot of money by comparison. It doesn't. Business groups, including the Bay Area Council, California Chamber of Commerce, and Silicon Valley Leadership Group, and others opposing the idea, calculated the new charges for wireless customers would be about $45 million a year. And in California standards, that's like nothing. But they add that under the regulator's proposal, the charge could be applied retroactively for 5 years. Retroactive tax, which they call an alarming precedent and could amount to a bill of more than $220 million for California consumers. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a retroactive tax back five. Why not go 10 years? Hell, why not just tax everybody another 15% and go back 10 years? A dense California Public Utilities Commission report laying out the case for the texting tax says the public purpose program budget has climbed from $670 million in 2011 to $998 million, almost $1 billion last year, because, again, government can't control itself. It can't control itself. Politicians can't control themselves. They want to give your money away to somebody else so they can buy the votes of that somebody else. Over and over again, they're using your money, other people's money, to buy votes for themselves. Interesting, isn't it? But the telecommunications industry revenues that fund the program have fallen from $16.5 billion in 2011 to $11.3 billion in 2017, according to the California Public Utilities Commission report. So we need to tax more people, more money, all the time. It's unsustainable over time, says the report. And so is taxing the crap out of everybody every time you do anything. That's also unsustainable over time. Newsflash, you can't tax your way into prosperity. From a consumer's point of view, surcharges may be a wash because if more surcharge revenues come from texting services, less will be needed from voice services. Right. Yeah. Let me get this straight. And this is the CPUC spokeswoman, Constance Gordon. That's her statement. From a consumer's point of view, surcharges may be a wash because if more surcharge revenues come in from texting services, less would be needed from voice services. So you would have us believe. In California, if you raise and create a tax for texting, that you'll roll back taxes on voice services. And let me tell you, no chance in hell. None. There's no chance in hell that they'll roll back any taxes. Don't kid yourself. Wonderman said he's unaware of any local, state, or federal program that taxes texting. This is the pro-business guy. And the wireless industry has argued that the state commission even lacks legal grounds for doing so. Hell, they're California. They've got the Ninth Circuit, or the Ninth Circus, if you will. They can do anything they want. The CTIA, which represents U.S. wireless communication industry, including AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon, said in legal filings to the commission that texting is an information service just like email, not a telecommunications service subject to the commission's authority. The Federal Communications Commission is expected to affirm that Wednesday at a meeting, which would confirm that the State Utilities Commission has no authority to impose surcharges on text messaging. But they're trying, and they'll be back. Make no mistake, they just need one judge to rule in their favor. Oh, yeah. One judge. And beyond that, the wireless industry is also arguing that a surcharge on texting would put carriers at a disadvantage when competing messaging services that wouldn't be hit with the new fees, such as Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, Apple iMessage, and others. Well, maybe we should just tax those too. Let's get a tax on everything all the time. And then we'll have enough money. But you know the truth? It won't be enough. Tax the rich, feed the poor till there are no rich no more. Just keep on going. Subjecting wireless carriers' text messaging traffic to surcharges that cannot be applied to the lion's share of messaging traffic and messaging providers is illogical, anti-competitive, and harmful to consumers, right, as most actions by the left are. Let's go over that list again. Illogical, anti-competitive, and harmful to consumers. Yep. That would be the entire left playbook about taking your money, giving it to someone else, and telling that person if you elect the wrong team, they won't be taking money away from people like me and giving it to people like you, and so therefore they're buying votes. I mean, I asked the left again, how much of my paycheck do you actually believe you're entitled to? It is my paycheck, right? I've earned that, correct? I've gone to work, and I've paid my taxes, and yet it's still not enough. You want to find new and creative ways to tax me, whether it's texting or something else you come up with, some other scheme you'll figure out in the next few days or weeks or months. I give credit to the creativity of the left when it comes to finding new ways to tax me. The creativity is, well, it's fabulous. New and creative ways to find a separation point between me and the money I earned. And again, I ask, you on the left, you there, how much of my paycheck do you believe you are entitled to? You know, just because the government says it's legal doesn't mean it's not theft. Just because the government says that it's okay doesn't mean it really is. Okay? But they'll roll back taxes somewhere else, right? Yeah, okay. 41 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We we're small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.